Imagine controlling objects with your thoughts, creating perfect bodies with extended lifespans, transforming matter at will, and harnessing the limitless energy of stars. These aren't fantasy, they're technologies we'll possess by 2100. In Physics of the Future, renowned physicist Michio Kaku provides an insider's view of tomorrow's world based on interviews with over 300 leading scientists actively creating these technologies in laboratories worldwide. Unlike speculative futurism, Kaku examines functioning prototypes, following Jules Verne's tradition of consulting scientists to make remarkably accurate predictions. As we stand at the threshold of humanity's greatest transition, the birth of a planetary civilization, this roadmap helps us navigate the birth pangs of a new world already appearing in headlines around us. The computer's destiny is to disappear, becoming invisible yet omnipresent. Following Moore's law, we've evolved from room-sized machines to chips so cheap they'll scatter throughout our environment. In clothing, furniture, walls, even our bodies, all connected to silently fulfill our desires. Soon, we'll access the internet through glasses and contact lenses, projecting images directly onto our retinas. Pattern recognition software will identify objects and faces, displaying people's information during interactions. This will push education toward emphasizing thinking over memorization. By mid-century, augmented reality will blend our real and virtual worlds. Technology will give pilots and drivers 360-degree vision, allow astronauts to see through walls, help construction workers visualize hidden infrastructure, and enable prospectors to detect underground resources. By century's end, we'll control computers directly with our thoughts. This began in 1998 when scientists implanted an electrode in a stroke victim's brain, enabling cursor control through thought alone. Today's BrainGate technology allows patients to control cursors, televisions, email, and wheelchairs through biofeedback. Scientists have also developed non-invasive thought reading methods using EEG readings and fMRI scans. UC Berkeley researchers have achieved 90% accuracy identifying images a subject was viewing. This raises serious ethical concerns about privacy. While most thoughts aren't defined enough for perfect mind reading, the technology is already being used as lie detectors with claimed 90% accuracy. How would your life change if others could glimpse your thoughts? Despite alarming headlines about machines outsmarting humans, today's robots remain largely dependent on human control. Predator drones need operators, and self-driving cars follow pre-programmed maps. We must distinguish between remote-controlled machines and truly autonomous robots capable of independent thought, the latter still eluding scientists. Honda's Asimo appears impressively human, but this is mostly illusion. When Kaku filmed with it, every motion required meticulous scripting and 3 hours of reprogramming for just 5 minutes of footage. One inventor admitted Asimo possesses merely insect-level intelligence. Two fundamental challenges block robot advancement: pattern recognition and common sense. While robots can see better than humans, they don't understand what they're seeing. More importantly, they lack common sense. Basic truths obvious to children remain incomprehensible to machines. These aren't logical rules, but experiential knowledge gained through physical interaction, suggesting true intelligence might require a body to experience the world. Medicine has evolved through 3 major stages: thousands of years of superstition with life expectancy around 20 years, the era following germ theory that raised life expectancy to 70-plus years, and molecular medicine, which reduces medicine to atoms, molecules, and genes. Future doctor visits will be transformed by technology. Your bathroom will contain more sensors than today's hospitals, detecting cancer years before tumors form. Nanoparticles will deliver drugs directly to cancer cells, and when organs fail, we'll grow replacements. Tissue engineering is creating a human body shop. Scientists already grow skin, blood vessels, heart valves, cartilage, bone, and simple organs like bladders and windpipes. Within 5 years, they may grow human livers, potentially saving thousands. Stem cells represent the next frontier, as these mother of all cells can transform into any cell type. By mid-century, we'll move beyond fixing genes to enhancing them. Scientists have already isolated enhancement genes, like the smart mouse gene that increases memory, raising questions about whether you would enhance your children's genes. Throughout history, immortality has been humanity's most elusive quest. Recently, gerontology has transformed from a backwater field into science's hottest area as researchers unravel aging through molecular and genetic research. Scientists now define aging as the accumulation of errors at genetic and cellular levels, a manifestation of entropy. Living organisms combat this by consuming energy to maintain order, though this process becomes less efficient with age. Caloric restriction, reducing calories by 30% or more, increases lifespan by approximately 30% in every organism studied. MIT researchers discovered the SIR2 gene with human counterparts called SIRT genes that activates during famine. Resveratrol, found in grape skins and berries, activates these longevity-promoting sirtuins and may explain why the French maintain normal lifespans despite fatty diets. Nanotechnology, the manipulation of individual atoms at the nanoscale, 1/1,000,000th of a meter, could trigger a second industrial revolution through molecular manufacturing, creating super strong, super light materials with extraordinary properties. Richard Feynman's 1959 vision of atom-by-atom manufacturing is becoming reality. The Nobel Prize-winning scanning tunneling microscope uses a needle with a single atom tip to view and manipulate individual atoms with unprecedented precision. Medical nanomachines are transforming healthcare. Smart pills can be tracked electronically to deliver medicine to specific locations. Some contain miniature cameras to photograph internal organs, with external magnets guiding them to perform surgery without incisions. By mid-century, programmable matter may enable objects to change shape, color, and form at the push of a button, similar to Terminator 2's liquid metal T-1000. Intel researchers are developing CATOMs, claytronic atoms, tiny computer chips that rearrange by altering surface electrical charges, potentially enabling shape-shifting devices, self-repairing materials, and adaptive architecture. By 2050, regenerative medicine might extend human lifespan to 150 years through tissue replacement and genetic optimization. By 2100, nanobots, artificial chromosomes, and synthetic organs might reverse aging entirely. Would you choose to live for centuries if youth and vitality could be maintained? By 2100, humanity will approach a new era of space exploration. While robotic missions will flourish, human spaceflight will advance more gradually as our ambitions outpace our capabilities. The search for Earth-like planets has become space science's holy grail. About 500 exoplanets have been discovered, with the Kepler mission and COROS satellite potentially identifying hundreds more Earth-sized worlds by detecting light fluctuations when planets transit their stars. Scientists once believed life could only exist in the Goldilocks zone, where liquid water is possible. Europa changed this thinking. This Jovian moon contains an ocean beneath its icy surface, with twice Earth's ocean volume, kept liquid by Jupiter's tidal forces generating friction and heat. By century's end, nanotechnology might enable the space elevator, a carbon nanotube fiber thousands of miles long that would transform space economics. Ascending this elevator, watching clouds yield to the black of space with stars in full brilliance, we'll witness a planetary civilization where national borders seem antiquated in an age of instantaneous communication. Will you join the pioneers helping humanity reach for the stars?